Have you ever heard Tom Cruise on the set when he was filming his like one of his last Mission Impossible movies?
Was he yelling until he filmed it, right?
He was screaming, yeah. But I was like, my baby, he would never look bad. Not to me. He was screaming.
Wait, why?
Because I think he's such a fucking G.
No, no.
I think like if to me, like if you're making movies like that.
Wait, no. What was, I asked what. Why? But I meant like, why was he yelling? And you were like, oh, because he's a G.
Oh, sorry.
Why was he yelling?
I thought you were saying like, he didn't need a yell. No, I was like, well, he can yell. Because why was he yelling? It's because they weren't following protocols on set. And I think this was during COVID too. And people, I think half the people weren't wearing masks. So some people were like not.
And they could get shut down for that, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. You shut down the whole movie and that's millions of dollars like fucking down
also,
the
I'm
toilet.
Assuming he's a producer on all that stuff too.
Yes.
I think so he's like the runner. Like I think he owns the company that makes them now too.
Yeah. So I think he was just like, we pretty much.
I'd be milking that shit too. I'd be like part 24.
Pretty much he was like, guys, like we have a privilege of being able to still film this movie during these times. Like a lot of people aren't able to be able to work just right now. The fact that we're able to do this, like how dare you like still disrespect. And I was like, King.
And then he sent everyone a coconut cake.
What?
That's
his thing. Apparently every Christmas he sends like everybody a specific coconut cake.
Yeah, it's like his thing. Try.
Apparently
like
it's
he sends
delicious.
Like so different celebrities, different friends, like this
he's
white
like known for
cake.
This cake.
It's yeah. Just like, does he homemade make this coconut?
No, he orders it from like a...
He just likes it and wants everybody to try it?
Apparently so. But it's like, it's really pretty. It's like a different white layered cake and it's just covered in like coconut shreds.
Every time I talk highly of Tom Cruise, there's a small little community that because like, you know, the whole Scientology thing. There's a whole thing. There's a little community that attack me every time they post my clip and they go like, they go off and it's like a small community and they'll do it again.
Wait, I literally forgot about that.
Yeah, but it's like, y'all separate the artist from the...
The way I was just about to be like, hot take, and then I held it in and then you said that.
No, we talk, it's funny. Me and Matt, we talk about like the whole Scientology shit all the time. It's so interesting.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I still really don't understand exactly what it is, but I know there's something super fishy and weird.
There's something. It's something with aliens, right?
It's like the pyramid scheme of all pyramid schemes.
I think they have like big ties with like the higher ups when it comes to like the industry and.
I think that's the Illuminati.
I think they're kind of parallel that way because like you can get a lot of money from people.
Scientologists believe that humans are spiritual beings that are reincarnated and have infinite abilities that they may not realize yet.
Oh, that's not terrible when you read it like that.
That sounds
spiritual. It's like spiritual.
I thought it was something with aliens, maybe. I don't want to look too far.
I think people like it's like Illuminati, Scientology. I think they all just like wrap everything together.
No, but
together.
It's like a cult. Like
It's like it's definitely looked down upon for
one
sure.
Time, Cal and I were trying to go to this delicious restaurant in Hollywood called Found Oyster. Highly recommend. But we took a wrong turn and drove through like the street of the Scientologists in Hollywood. And it felt like a movie set. Like it just like everybody's walking around. They're just like staring at us as we're driving through really slowly down the street. They're all like walking around and it feels like a fake town on the inside.
It's crazy. You should try going, you know, there's a Scientology building on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was connected. Yeah.
You should just one time, just go through it. I did.
Yeah.
No,
I got all the way to the end and obviously I like left, but like, it's crazy how hard they pull you in.
I'm not going to say anything about it because I know they got pull. They got, you know what? Do you?
If anything, I'm being open about it. I'm not like, I don't think we're talking bad, right? Right? Scientology? Right, Mr. Scientology? They, what do you call it? They, what was I going to say? Remember when Matt got offered a job to make a commercial for Scientology? They asked him to like be in a commercial.
Did they think it was a different Matt King who like was in there?
No, no, it was him. They're like, hey, we want you to be in this commercial, blah blah blah, and and I think we assumed that it was because they saw him talking about it on our episode,
just
a couple weeks ago. So they probably saw that as,
is this recently?
He could be interested. No, this was like
a few years ago.
So yeah. Funny.
But we were all like, oh my, that's so crazy. You were talking about it. And they invited you on their commercial.
Crazy.
To be on their commercial.
There's something about seeing behind the curtain. that you're not like, just when people have those freakouts.
Oh yeah.
Like it is so weird to be able to like be behind the scenes and see stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like something that you should not see.
Yeah.
Like it's like the movie magic. It's like, you don't like do we.
Yeah. When you see like people on the news, like not realizing they're recording yet. And they're like the way that they're talking and acting.
You know what I always think of? Crazy. The Alec Baldwin voicemail that he left his daughter.
I don't think I've heard it.
Oh, this was
from that movie from Rust.
No. This happened in like the early 2000s. I want to say he left his daughter a voicemail, and I believe she like played it, but the voicemail got out, and he's just screaming nasty. The worst things at his daughter, and it went like so viral for the time. At the time,
wait a second, I don't remember hearing that voicemail, but I do remember him being roasted for that at his roast.
No, it was huge. What year was it? 2000?
Oh, called her a pig.
2010s? No, he was to his daughter.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, look how old it is. It was from forever ago.
I'm like, well, what did she do? I'm kidding.
You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out. On this issue, I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit, and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane.
She was 11, by the way. This is an 11-year-old that he's living for.
In my head, she was like 19 or 20.
She's 11, so shut the fuck up.
So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Oh, double down
she's
on that one.
She's 11. She probably doesn't know how to pick up the phone.
Wait a second. Okay, so 11. How? What grade are you in when you're 11 years old?
You're going into sixth grade, I think.
I was in sixth grade.
Wow. Do you think they laugh about that now? Him and his daughter?
I mean, I did look it up. She brought it up at the roast. Mm. So, I mean, either way, it's not okay.
Do you know what I can see her doing? Probably every year, she gets him like those voice cards, you know, the birthday cards with the voice in it.
A Build-A-Bear with the like cheer towards it.
That's what I would do if I was her. I would really let him have it
that,
every year.
I think about that a lot because I was all over the tabloids back then. And like that is such a, what we were talking about, like behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Obviously verbally abusive to an 11-year-old.
That's horrible.
Did that voice?
Why would he be like, I don't get it.
Did that like whole phone call remind you of somebody?
Yep.
Scary. All right.
Well, should we roll the intro?
Yes. What a lovely way to start the morning off, guys. Come on now. Are you on your way to work?
Everybody call your dad.
A CEO is listening to this and getting inspiration from that voicemail to talk to his employees.
Six off.
Hit it.
How's it?
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Ever feel like your energy is running on empty? Kind of like when you try to keep up with all those wild fashion brands the group joked about, like Chrome Hearts and Cold Gaia? Timeline's MitoPure gummies offer science you can sink your teeth into. These gummies help renew your mitochondria, which are the power plants of your cells, for energy that lasts. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, delivering 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. Timeline is a science-led brand, backed by over 15 years of research and clinical trials. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia Marie.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we are here to tell you, if you are not subscribed to our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered, you're really missing out. And not only that, it's a good time. My favorite seeing comments of people being like, this is worth the money. I'm so mad I didn't do it sooner.
And what's great is, as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on our Patreon. immediately.
And as I said, it's fall, y'all. And to anybody who's been watching since Alicia and I were OG lifestyle YouTube girls, then you are in for a treat because, yes, on the Patreon, we have a very special video where Alicia and I walked Heath and Zane through something that we're calling Beauty Guru Bootcamp. And we taught them how to be an OG lifestyle YouTuber in the fall. And I won't go too into it, but just know it's iconic. So go check that out. We also have pumpkin carving content up there also. We are working on new stuff for Thanksgiving, all the fall content. And it's just been so fun over there.
And we're also going to give you a little house tour for my POV just for the people that are on there, you know. So So if you guys want to check it out, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered for $10 a month, you can get all that plus more.
What a whirlwind of a start. It's fall, y'all.
It's fall, baby. Y'all. I snuggled up in my sweater.
Wait, let's all do an outfit of the day. Heath, you go first.
Okay.
We do some pretty basic. Oh, really? Yeah.
For my top, I am wearing a Buck Mason slub cotton shirt.
Okay.
We have Abercrombie and Finch.
All right.
I like those.
Finch.
And we got the Reebok Classic. I don't know what these are called.
You can never go wrong with the Reebok Classics.
Mm-hmm. And your hat?
Hat is Brixton.
Yes. And watch is Rolex.
And Jesus.
Very good.
I am wearing a Guess sweater. The sweater.
Prada.
Guess jeans.
Guess.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Guess jeans.
Oh, Guess.
Thank you, though. As you heard, Guess, Zane mistakes you guys with Prada all the time. So I've got my 81 Guess sweater. I've got my Splits 59 leggings. I've got my Amazon socks and my ring from Cal Parsons.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that you know the socks are from Amazon. I don't even know what I'm wearing.
Oh, I love. These are the only socks I like.
Oh, okay. Well, I never thought to order socks from Amazon ever, but I'll do it now. Yeah, because when it comes to clothes, I never think of Amazon. I think of fuck, what?
Where are you buying your socks?
Like whenever I'm in a store, that's when I'll buy my socks. That's like how I get reminded to buy new socks. Like I'll go to a store, like, oh shit, because I'll have it on the side of the register. That's not how I'm reminded.
Pick up a pair too.
What I'm wearing. I am wearing Jojo Bo wax in my hair. NWT long sleeve that I got from like this cheap ass site. This chain is from my friend. Don't know what brand it is. Why are you laughing?
I was laughing because I was thinking, imagine your shirt was from Amazon. You're just like, I don't get no, clothes.
Oh, no, no, it's definitely not. It's definitely not.
Cheap ass site.
You know those sites on like that you get promoted Instagram on ads? Instagram feed?
Yep.
You press it and it like takes you to like, it's not a US site. It's like all the way on the other side of the fucking world. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much where I ordered this from, but I didn't know it was coming from there. So I got it in like a month and a half.
It's nice when you forget and it's like Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. My jeans are from Levi's and my socks are from Fabletics.
Nice. And what are you wearing on your armpits?
Alicia's what's the fucking Baccarat.
You put Baccarat on your armpit?
Yeah, because I forgot about deodorant. I was like, oh shit, can you give me? So I sprayed it and started fucking burning. I was burning.
I didn't realize you gave him Baccarat. Well, okay. I would have given him like a body spray.
Well, so
like a cheap body spray.
So that was like a $50 squirt on the armpit.
Yeah, no, it was actually $100 squirt.
I was like, oh, this is the cologne he uses. I have a small one. Like,
I love that you know that.
I do because it has a smell and everyone knows that smell. Anyways, so I'm like, oh, I'm sure he'll like spray his clothes because he's scared of smelling because he doesn't have deodorant, right?
But I do smell like it a lot. It's just all coming from my armpits.
No, but it's just funny because when I hand it to him, he's like, thanks, lifts up his shirt and puts the cologne under
his
armpit.
I was asking you for a deodorant spray.
I know, yeah, and body I said I didn't have any, but I have your cologne.
Yeah, I've never sprayed cologne in there, so I didn't think it was going to burn.
I didn't think you were going to do that.
Yeah. Have like, you ever tried spraying cologne in your
armpits? No, never. Your armpits?
No, I definitely haven't like
probably just a nice sensitive area.
I think it's just like very sensitive there. Because armpits are sensitive, is a sensitive area anyways.
I don't know.
Probably just a nice sensitive area.
I know.
Why would there
I feel
be?
Like it, like
it was burning the same amount under both. But you said it's alcohol. Like imagine putting alcohol under your armpits.
Could be maybe abrasive from wear and tear with t-shirt. You wear a lot of tank tops. could be rubbing a bit, chafing.
Last time you wax them, maybe
I guess no, but I really think it's my skin under there. It doesn't feel like
it's just a little sensitive under there. Regardless,
it is
because I do have to when I get deodorant or wear deodorant, I have to get the the aluminum free because I think it's the aluminum that burns my skin.
Oh, so yeah, we are just sensitive.
Yeah, and do non antiperspirant.
It's something. It's one of those two.
It's the only thing that stopped my sweating. It's crazy.
Oh, it stopped your sweating. Not it doesn't like burn or anything.
Mm-mm.
So interesting. Non antiperspirant.
I used to wear it because it's like it's supposed to stop you sweating.
I thought so. Yeah.
And I would always have pit stain, like just dripping.
It used to be really bad, but it's not anymore.
Really bad. And then as soon as I switched, changed my life.
Wow.
It's not like commercial.
You heard it here first.
Once I switched
to our small male demographic, try it out.
My jacket is Parsons exclusive merch.
All right.
Parsons That's why she wanted to do the outfit of the day. Why don't we?
I actually didn't mean to, but I love it.
Why don't we all just go ahead and say what we're wearing?
And then my jeans are Good American. And cute. I don't know where my socks are from. Now that Hanes.
Lovely, Hanes. Lovely.
And then. That's all.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
it.
I'm gonna take it to the heart. I said,
"That's it."
What's the most expensive pair of pants you guys have ever bought?
Don't do that.
Why have you bought a really expensive pair?
I feel like you have an answer. His Gucci pants.
My Gucci pants.
Oh, well, I was thinking for guys, maybe like tuxes are different and stuff.
That doesn't count. The tuxes don't count.
You mean just like pair of pants?
Yeah, just
yeah.
I would say the jeans that I wore to Coachella, they're an Alice and Olivia cargo pant. I think they were like $300, $350, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. I thought you definitely beat me on that.
Mine is definitely the bedazzled Alice and Olivia ones that I wore at Cowboy Carter and also on our Simply Pop tour.
Okay.
I feel like girls, you'd rather put your money into like your...
You buy bags. I'm a bag girl.
Bags and jewelry?
Shoes.
Jewelry, yeah. I'm not I don't wear like really nice clothes, to be honest.
I love cheap clothes.
No, for some reason when we were talking about like clothes and stuff, that chrome heart thing popped into my head and I just kept thinking about like $5,000 pairs of pants and I'm like,
wait, is that how much your pants cost?
They're absurd.
Yes.
They're very like pricey.
Has anybody ever worn chrome?
No, but
chrome?
I also have like, why are they so expensive?
Well, like, isn't the owner of it like that kid? Isn't he like someone's son? Like someone big son that made the brand?
Do you know the brand Cult Gaia? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Gaia. Speaking of cults.
Oh, yes. Her dad started Bratz dolls.
Oh.
Funky clothes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's so every time, and they own the license, so like every time it comes back in like a campaign, they get paid out of that.
The vibe of Cult Gaia is something Bratz would wear.
So true. It's like a human Bratz clothes.
It's funky, but like.
With the metal.
Yeah.
Chic. Chic, chic.
It's very risky to name a brand, like put the word cult in your brand, I feel like.
I thought you were going to say Bratz, but yeah.
No, cult. Yeah, like, no, the word cult. Yeah.
Unless you had a cult named Guy, Cult Guy.
Cult Guy.
And then you were like, we're going to have someone start a brand named Cult Guy. Yeah, so when people search Cult Guy,
or
it doesn't show up.
Or maybe his
like
name
Frozen.
Was Cult. C-O-L-T.
Cult.
You know Cult?
That really got her.
Who's a celebrity that's named Colt or his first or last name Colt?
The Colt, the Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts, yes. Very good.
Thank
There's
you.
There's a lot of Coltins.
Colton Underwood. The bachelor that stalked his ex-girlfriend.
Colton, yeah.
That we don't
Colton.
Talk about enough.
MGK.
His name is Colton?
Really?
Machine Gun
I didn't know you were like a big fan like that.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Did we both together go to an MGK show?
Right?
Oh, Colson.
Very That's close. What
it is. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Revolve.
You guys, I am leaving for Hawaii so soon. I'm going to a wedding, and then after Cal and I are going on our honeymoon, and I want to stunt on everybody and have the cutest clothes. And if you guys did not know, Revolve has something for everybody. I love Revolve so much. The quality of the clothes, they're so trendy. It's so easy to shop. I literally just shop from the edits. When I go onto the website, they make it so, so easy, and they have something for every occasion, whether, you know, you're looking for cute new fall fits, if you're going to a wedding, if you have, you know, a photo shoot or something coming up, whatever it is that you have or need, they have you covered.
Exactly. They have so many options. They have over 1,200 brands and over 100,000 styles across fashion, beauty, and home.
From high-end to emerging and exclusive labels, the latest most sought-after trends from top brands like Helsa, Lovers and Friends, Amanda Uprichard, Norma Kamali, Golday, Superdown, More to Come, and Free People. And of course, they're authentic and always high-quality products, baby.
No, I love the new arrivals daily. It's so nice. And like Rim said, anytime I'm going to an event or something and I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm wearing. There are so many ideas. They have so many different options and you just really can't go wrong. Like, I love Revolve so much.
That's right. And they also have inclusive sizing from extra, extra small to 4X. Plus, they've got personalized product recommendations based on your favorites and your purchase history. You're going to get these curated edits so you can shop styles that fit your vibe without endless scrolling. And they have amazing customer support, baby. Plus, fast and free shipping and returns.
No, seriously, like everyone knows I hate trying on clothes, okay? It comes so fast and they're amazing with returns. Like it comes with a prepackaged like return label. It's seriously amazing.
Whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or just a little style refresh, your dream wardrobe is just one click away. Head to revolve.com/basic, shop my edit, and take 15% off your first order with code BASIC. Fast two-day shipping, easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's revolve.com/basic to shop our favorites and get 15% off your first order with code BASIC. Offer ends October 23rd, so happy shopping.
Thank you, Revolve, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
Did we yeah. ever go to an MGK show together? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, we drank so many Four Locos before. We were fucking trash.
Four Locos.
Okay, oh my God. That used to be exactly our staple. Four Locos. And we had it when they were illegal. Before they got banned.
Yeah. Oh, I remember in my college.
He's not related
houses,
to. Never mind.
When that, you would open the
Parker,
fridge,
Baker,
it would just be Four Locos.
My head went there too. That was
on
weird.
Deck.
Did you drank them too?
No, I never tried one.
Yeah, it was like, it was those drinks where you drank one and you were pouring up the rest of the night. Like, you didn't want to have more than one. Like, one just got you there.
You had a hangover halfway through the can.
I understand that.
Your head was pounding.
Because they were big. It was like an Arizona tea can, right? Like a big one?
We've had friends that had to go to the hospital, get their stomach pumped after one can. Because every can, the shit that they put in it, that why it got banned, there were like different levels in each can. So it was literally like a surprise box.
It's like a sunny angel. Like,
every can was a different
blind
surprise.
Really scary.
One time, it was a friend of ours from high school. I don't want to say their name. But like literally like after one can pissed herself. Pissing. Just so fucked up, pissed her pants. And it's like,
I'm glad they banned them. Well, they're back, but they just took out some of the stuff.
The energy stuff that was in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like crack.
Half energy, half alcohol.
How much did they cost? Were they cheap?
Dirt cheap.
Were they? Maybe like $3. In my mind,
they were like $4.99.
Yeah.
Which is actually insane to think about.
Should we get one?
No.
I would love to try. Well,
we should do a blindfolded
Four Loko test, but like the legal ones now.
You should go on eBay
and get
an OG.
You know that shit's going to taste so bad. Imagine.
I just don't trust that it hasn't been tampered with.
They got to have some out there still. I mean, we got Coca-Cola bottles from like 1910.
That is crazy that you can still like buy those.
Yeah.
Like nobody's open it. My dad has one from the Olympics from 19 something, and it's still closed in his
pretty cool
China cabinet.
I was going to say, we went to the Coca-Cola Museum and we saw the vault.
With the secret recipe?
Wait, they don't show you exactly what the...
My plankton brain is going so hard.
I know. It's also like they do it very... like casually, like you walk in, they're like, everybody huddle in here, and then they close the door, and then you're in this circular room and they're projecting like this really cute video all around the room, and it's just like talking about the history of Coke, and it's like la la la, la. And then all of a sudden like and like smoke and they're like, and the vault
with
the secret formula is here, and we're
it's
all
wrapped like in a paper with a tie.
I literally scream, it's just like the lead up to it was like, oh my God,
we weren't expecting it at all.
But if we casually just walked past and they're like, yeah, it's in there, we'd be like, cool. But the way that they like made it feel like a movie moment.
You know what I want to see? I want to see someone make a video of them in a plankton costume and they're like there, wait in the back when they're trying to showing the vault.
Yeah, I would love to know.
What year did they take Coke out of it?
Like cocaine?
Was it during like World War II? Yeah.
It started as a medicine.
Yes. Medicinal properties. It was made by a pharmacist who then sold it to an entrepreneur.
And guess how much he bought it for?
How much? $1?
$100,000.
It was $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'd be rolling. But like, obviously, shit, 2000.
Yeah, but they turned it into what it is. Yeah,
I know, but the person that like 2000, that's all you get. If I ever bought, like, if I was Coca-Cola and I bought it off 2000, I would come back.
To
with
be
a
fair.
Check.
I'm sure when it was bought, $2,000 was the equivalent of like
actually,
a million.
Wait, let's
like,
look that up. Let's look that up. The year that the guy bought the Coke formula, how much with inflation now would $2,000 be worth?
I think $2,000 would have been like what, $20,000?
No.
I
think it'd be
more.
Like,
I'm sure. I wouldn't
more?
Even be shocked yeah. if it's like
1888. Okay. So do $2,000 in 1888 to today. Wait.
He purchased it for
$200. Oh,
he purchased it for $200.
$238.98.
Wow, I don't think I had my contacts in that
equivalent
day.
Equivalent to $8,363.
No way.
Okay, well, actually, let's do the math for $2,000. How much would it have been?
No. It's got to be worth inflation. More, right?
No, guys, how would it, like, that's a big jump from $238 to
$8,000. It would have been $83,630.
Yeah, that makes sense.
83,000?
If he bought it for 2,000.
You guys,
no, after that whole tour, I can't tell you much.
You know what I think about all the time? Every time I walk by Victoria's Secret, the guy that sold the company to whoever bought it that owns it now, he sold it for like a small amount of money. I forget how much, but it blew the fuck up and then he offed himself.
Oh.
Because I think
the success got to
the
him
success,
of the other person.
Yeah, like.
Or was it?
Imagine I made that up. Wait, can you look that up? I'm almost positive that's the story. Victoria's Secret, the guy who made Victoria's Secret, he sold it to who owns it now, and they became like a $1 billion industry. But the guy, I think they bought it from him for like 200K, a million.
They talked about the story on the movie The Social Network. Remember when Justin Timberlake was doing that whole like monologue?
Yeah.
With him? He was like, this guy just wanted to start a clothing brand and then killed himself after selling it for like no money. Yeah.
Sorry, my Prada's at the cleaners with my fuck you flip-flops.
Raymond sold Victoria's Secret for $1 million and then he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings Casino.
You guys know Alicia and I love a little trip to the casino. We love gambling, but why not gamble from the comfort of your own home on your own couch? You can level up your slots game this season with thousands of unique slots on DraftKings Casino. Play the classics, check out fan favorites, and go for glory with jackpots. More than 80 millionaires have already been crowned.
Everyone gets a free chance at 5,000 in casino credits every day with new daily rewards. Rocket. Just log in, launch a rocket, and claim free rewards daily. Make your play on DraftKings Casino. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly, 21 plus.
Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. No purchase necessary. 3 launches per day for rewards. Launches expire each day at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-withdrawable rewards and amounts vary per launch and are subject to game and expiration limits.
Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Sponsored by DK Crown Holdings, Inc. Thank you so much, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Something so random that I saw online, and I don't know if this is true, but I think it was. As we all know, Pop Mart, who makes the Labubus? Like, Pop Mart is the company that's going so crazy.
In the last episode.
I think, yes, we talked about Labubus, obviously, last episode, which I do have an update. But Labubus, I think we can all feel in the room, are not trending anymore. They've lost their sparkle.
Not, as expected, I feel like.
Yes,
right?
And like, that's how trends go. They're really high and then they just drop low. And I will say it's still hard to get them. And like, they do sell out still instantaneously. But I saw that the Pop Mart CEO, who I don't know if you guys knew this, but like a few months ago in the Labubu Prime, Pop Mart was, I believe, like estimated to be making more than Mattel and Sanrio and Nintendo, like all combined. Wow. Like
just
like
the projection.
Giant companies. It was just like absolutely soaring. And then all of a sudden the Pop Mart CEO, his net worth dropped $6 billion.
Why?
I think it's just dying out really fast. I just saw that online.
The thing is that the fact that it still happened for the company is still amazing. I think it's what he does with that with that wave is I think will determine the next thing. Like, it, maybe he's coming up with the next hot toy or a next hot little gadget or even a different business.
Toys are over. Not for me, but maybe for everyone else.
But even a different business, if he wants to take that and like start another business that's like can like trend again.
Wow.
I think he has the opportunity.
He became the youngest billionaire.
I think it's just so crazy, like how much, because Pop Mart's been around for a while. The Boo Boos have been around for a while and they just blew up and then apparently are dying.
Oh,
China's youngest top 10 billionaires have a net worth of 22.7.
Wait, 38? That's the youngest billionaire? No.
I think it's a top 10 youngest.
Okay, conspiracy. Then I wonder, was his financial person just like, yo, so you don't pay as much taxes, let's cut it down a few billion, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, net worth involves like your house and your assets and stuff. So maybe he like did some little tradey trade to make his like net worth lower.
I mean, unless you're like,
what he does is he sells off some shares.
Yeah.
Devalue the company. Then you short it at the same time.
Me without a, like a...
Is that legal?
My associates. I'm just
saying. No, but people do that shit all the time.
I know, but don't, I mean, especially for someone that's like this in the line, I feel like that would get caught.
I
thought
Pop Mart was failing. I was like, oh man, toys are over.
Oh,
no.
That's what I thought.
It's just, it's going to go on to the next hot one.
Like, yeah, or like.
He's going to make a new one.
Toys are dead.
Don't say that, Remy.
No, here, I will continue to buy, but I was like, oh, okay, I guess people are not into them anymore. Yes. His net worth drops $6 billion as Labubu demand cools.
Which I'm
telling you, I can feel in the ecosystem that people are not as excited anymore. And that's okay because I was never in it for the trend. I genuinely thought they were fun.
I think it's because of the LaFoufous.
I mean, that too.
You know, like, those I'm sorry.
Those are the knockoffs?
That's a fake LaFoufous.
Yeah, like.
And I
It'd have been smart if he put out the LaFoufous, like from his.
There was a company that did that. Gucci.
Stop. What?
No. Okay. So I know you're talking about Snooki, right? Is that the
no
thing? Oh, okay.
Gucci. People kept making knockoffs of it, spelled G-U-C-C-Y.
Yeah. Oh, and then they came out with the
and
version.
Then they came out with selling Gucci with the Y shirt too.
Yeah. Is that just a theory or is that real?
No, that's a real thing.
I remember them selling a shirt.
But there was another company that made something but then also sold the knockoff rival that ended up making more than the real product. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, that's funny.
I will say with Labubu's being like resell at like $70 at one point, $75.
That's crazy.
Even like $100. Like, yeah, why not buy the fake one for $20?
That's a lot for a parent just for...
Yes.
You know, and like,
if your kid's like, I wanted the blue one. And then you're like, kids are already like that, let alone with like a blind box being able to pick what color you want. Like, that actually is so bad.
Yeah. They were like, no more of this shit. It's over. Like,
I'd be like, you don't get a pick.
Done.
What I thought you were about to bring up was, remember that whole theory that Snooki on Jersey Shore?
Uh-huh.
Because she was always wearing Gucci. I think it was a different brand. It was like a competing brand.
Yes.
Was gifting her Gucci for every episode so she could rock Gucci to make Gucci look bad.
Oh.
But that was just a theory because I think Snooki was asked on an interview because I believe that too. I was like, that's genius.
Right. Well, I heard the theory that like Apple doesn't want any villain having an iPhone.
That I heard that's true.
That's true.
I heard that's true.
Wait,
yes.
Oh my God. I bet there's other like fun ones.
Like no villain on any movie or show is allowed to hold.
Like so what do they do? They pay to not have?
They have a non-Apple phone.
Like Apple will pay for them to not
like
do
they're
that?
Just no. Not allowed to.
Because
like,
technically
no movie.
You can't show a brand
in general
without like permission or anything. Oh. So if it shows an iPhone, you know they're a good person.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like a little trick to see.
Oh.
But I'm
curious. I think you see it a lot in I think Marvel, you see it a lot.
Yeah, I feel like more like those.
Do you think they did that for fun? Or did they do that because they genuinely didn't want a villain? Like, to me, in mine, it's like, fucking cares. It's a fake.
I mean, people in America, like, they ascribe so much to what is happening on screen. Like, you know the guy who played Joffrey in Game of Thrones?
I know that. Yeah,
they treated him like shit. Like, people don't.
That's
have
really
this.
Sad that that they
oh,
treated.
Oh, like separation.
Him.
It would be like actor if, like, and character.
If a evil villain used like your boom song. But like then people associated you with the villain and what they did, then you'd be like, "Well, I didn't
press." I'm a terrible example.
No,
but
you
like,
are a horrible example.
Yes, but
example.
Like somebody that would really care about that. Yeah.
But no, there are people that like hate actors because of their character.
Yeah, it's a hard.
Don't know like
the distinction.
Yeah,
that just means you're that.
That means you're that good of an actor.
Yeah, yeah, but
like, like he said, Jack Gleason, he was like one of the like I think the worst character in Game of Thrones because he fucking killed his role. Right, he. That was his last acting job. He said, I get so tormented when I'm out and on social media that like he went into big depression. He like doesn't even act in movies. That's so fucking sad. Like being in like being put in that like position.
He couldn't be cast as anything.
Oh, and he got pretty much typecasted. Like that's nobody wanted to like, put him in there. Actually, maybe that was it. Maybe it's not he chose to stop. I think it was more... He wasn't getting
booked. Someone needs to give him a good role and he can reinvent himself.
We should, I think, basically on Filter Play.
We make a movie just for him.
FaceTime him in. It even says Apple was very specific and an actress got a scene where she's supposed to be driving drunk and they were like, you cannot show the Apple phone.
I get that. That's bad.
But think about it. Like, it's clearly, it's not the phone's fault.
Yeah,
it's, you know what I mean.
That's actually a great example.
Well, I think that we should give Jack Gleason another chance.
I think so too.
He can't help it; he was a good actor.
But I get it though, because like even like Daniel Radcliffe, I'm like, you're Harry. I don't see.
Oh, every time he's like, in a movie,
he's Harry Potter.
You're Harry.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep. So like Miranda Cosgrove and iCarly.
She's I feel like she's heavily typecasted.
To me, I think of School of Rock.
I see that.
Speaking of which, Drake and Josh.
Oh, I think of iCarly.
Oh, for Miranda.
Speaking of, the reason why Miranda Cosgrove is on the tip of my tongue. First off, she has a new Netflix movie out. Mm-hmm. Everyone watch it. Really good. Second off, I was thinking for Halloween this year, we've been talking about what costumes we want to do. What do we think about iCarly? And you can be Gibby.
I don't even know the
characters. I figured
characters.
You guys wouldn't know. Okay. Yeah. That was just a thought that I had.
I was thinking Wild Thornberries.
I do love the Wild
Thornberries. I fucking love that show.
I do love Wild Thornberries.
I still think Shrek or Scooby-Doo.
It's pretty classic.
Shrek is good, but man, I'm going to have to hire that lady to put it, because that's going to be a tough
and
costume.
Shrek, who would we be? Shrek, Fiona, Puss in Boots, Donkey?
Donkey,
you
your
have
grandmother.
To be Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. Me?
Lord Farquaad.
Because your hair, you just cut it short.
I would.
Lord Farquaad.
I want to be number three, my lord.
Number three, my lord.
The fairy godmother, though, because you were.
Yes.
Oh, shit. We said that last year. We never did
it. I forgot. So maybe we'll just be the side characters of Shrek.
I thought that'd be funny, too. Like, what if we just be, like, side characters from any show or movie?
No, just human characters. It's Shrek, okay. So it's easy.
I think this is what we do. I also think we could maybe be, this one came to me this morning, Rugrats.
Ooh.
That one's good.
And whoever is Phil and or Lil, like, just bring, like, a dummy doll as your twin.
Oh.
Because the top four, good. We'd be Tommy, yeah. We'd be...
Or
Chucky.
No, it'd be funny for us to have to get, like, are you Phil or are you Lil?
Oh, love that. Like, well, all that there was is a bow or no bow.
So is this going to be like lazy putting together or like we gotta really try to find vintage clothes
out.
That like really match?
I think we're all in diapers.
I'm pretty much in diapers every episode, so I think it's easy for me.
I think Rugrats would be good. We could have, what were their names? Tommy.
Chucky.
Angelica. There's Phil and Lil. Or there's the baby. What was the brother's name?
Tommy Pickles.
And the one with no hair.
Yeah.
That could be
Dill?
Dill? That was it. Yes.
That was about to come back around. Watch. We have, we got 30 more minutes. This is going to come back around.
Or
you're not going to like
we
it.
The parents.
Oh, no, they do show their faces. You know how, like, the cartoons.
Oh, Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Moving to the groove now.
Yeah, Rugrats is good. I also was thinking.
The dog.
There was another one that came to me on the way over
Dexter?
Here, and I forget.
The dinosaur? The mom.
We should do, like, a cartoon.
Fairly Odd Parents. Yes. That'd be really cute.
I was going to say, like, last time we did, it was, like, Disney, so we could do, like, a
Cartoon Network. Every year, yes, and then we could do Out of the Box.
I want to be, do you guys remember that old show where it was the monster that was like this, with the eyes?
What?
You guys don't remember this?
Oh, this is, yes, I remember this.
Oh, I remember this.
I think it was Nickelodeon.
You want to be that?
Yeah, Jesus, Heath.
Real monster.
That looks like a ball.
Oh, Heath, you don't got to do much.
I forgot.
Just paint your lips blue.
Was this Nickelodeon or was this Cartoon Network?
I don't know.
I remember this. This is bringing back memories.
Isn't that crazy?
No,
that was like a giant balsa.
It literally looks.
Yes, I remember the black and white with the red lips.
Yep.
Yes.
That's
Nickelodeon.
Crazy.
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
I feel like that was on air for like a week because I do remember it, but I don't
I don't remember that at all.
I remember this one. I don't remember what it was
Same
about.
Same with like
though.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern yes. Life.
I'm going to be honest. A lot of Cartoon Network shows, so fucking weird.
They were.
Yeah.
So fucking
Johnny Bravo.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Johnny Bravo.
Is like.
I wasn't allowed to watch Ed, Edd n Eddy.
But
I did. That, you know, it did feel.
You know what? My parents didn't want me to watch that either.
Because my mom was like, they're dumb. Don't watch that.
I mean, true.
That is interesting.
My parents also thought Cow and Chicken was really weird when I would watch that.
Chicken,
they were like, no.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That one scared me.
That scared me too. I like, couldn't watch it.
That is interesting. Like, why were they making shows that only had dumb characters?
Was Beavis and Butthead for older people, or was that a kid's show?
I think it was older people. Same with like South Park. I was like, okay, why can't I watch this? It looks fun.
You're like, yeah, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Do you remember there would be kids in school that would talk about South Park and you weren't allowed to watch
it? Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, I know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry. Like, these shows pissed me off.
You didn't like Beavis and Butthead?
They're just so ugly. Like, look.
There's a charm behind them
like
looking
the
really ugly.
I actually agree with you. And there's one show that I didn't like because I thought that it wasn't aesthetically pleasing enough. Recess.
Oh, God. Yes. They made him ugly.
I was like, the colors aren't bright enough. It's not doing anything for me.
There's a charm.
They're still ugly, but there's something about like ugly characters, ugly cartoon characters in the show that
it pisses me off.
Hey Arnold was borderline there, though.
I loved Hey Arnold.
It was a good show, but like
they had some cute characters. They had some cute characters.
I needed the colors bright. Like, I wanted Rocket Power. Yeah. I wanted SpongeBob bright. I wanted Hey Arnold bright. Right? Like, I needed to
I
be
loved Hey Arnold.
Just really entertained by the colors.
What was Ren and Stimpy? Was that for kids?
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah, that was kids.
I don't remember that one.
That was pretty.
That was Nickelodeon.
Pretty weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was weird.
That looks like something after you take acid.
Cat
that's what
Dog.
You
see. All
Cat
of them.
Dog. Cat Dog was
also
the best. Number one.
Cat Dog was like.
I didn't like Cat Dog.
I think whoever made that show was a little freaky. A little questionable.
Human Centipede.
Yeah, no. It's like something like let's put a dog and cat together. Like
that was
so funny. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Origins.
You guys, I cannot wait to go home and take off all my makeup using the Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm. I have been loving. This is from Origins. It's incredible. I also love that it comes in a squeezy tube. I feel like it's so easy to dispense. It smells so good and my makeup comes off so quickly. I cannot recommend a cleansing balm more.
And Origins, leader in plant-powered high-performance skincare, is expanding its Youthtopia collection with the new Apple Butter Cleansing Balm. This luxurious multi-phase formula starts as a buttery balm, melts into a silky oil, and transforms into a rinseable milk, gently lifting away makeup, dirt, and impurities without stripping your skin.
It's infused with upcycled cold-pressed apple seed oil and formulated with over 40% plant-derived oils and 20% plant-derived glycerin to keep skin soft, nourished, and glowing, baby. Plus, it smells like juicy apple orchid, which is my favorite flavor.
I've tried so many different cleansing balms, and it is so hard to find one that doesn't strip your skin and still hydrates, but also removes all your makeup and everything. It is seriously amazing. It has a buttery texture, juicy scent, and gentle yet effective cleansing benefits. So discover the butter way to cleanse with Origins Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm, available now at origins.com and Ulta.
Here's my idea. I think, so we'll do our same two Halloween episodes that we did last year. We'll do one group costume, mm-hmm. which we'll decide off camera and we'll surprise you guys. But just know we're in the realm of Nickelodeon. So comment down below if you have any thoughts. And then we'll do an episode like we did last year where Alicia was like Mona Lisa and we had Mermaid
that.
Man. Yeah. What were you?
I was a fucking
goat.
Oh,
you were a goat. That's right.
I went all out.
And I was a Teletubby. I love this.
And we'll talk about spooky stuff.
Okay, back to the topic of Labubus, because I do have an update for you guys.
Okay.
I talked about last week, my wonderful friend Carla, who got robbed, but they found the thieves because they crashed in downtown LA. So it turns out because there are three guys in the video, they only found two as of last week, but officially they found the third guy.
Wow.
And justice has been served and she got most of her Labubus back.
Wow. So it's like insurance cover?
Before they even found the car and all of the inventory, insurance was already like really, really helpful with everything. Good. So
well,
things were good.
That's interesting because they don't know, like they're blind boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been something worse. Way more valuable.
Oh. Like a secret?
Yeah. Like, well, you don't know the actual retail? Value.
They mostly took the, because like a Labubu, like in a box, even if it's like the secret, it goes for like a couple $100, I'd say. Maybe like $100 at max, but 150. But like they sold the big ones that are, they have ones that are open that aren't blind boxes that are like $300.
Oh.
So they stole like what, the big ticket.
Does item. The value go down like a lot when you open the bag?
When you open it and depending on the color.
But the thing is, if you want the secret, I feel like it's still valuable if it's a secret.
Oh, for sure.
It's just not bagged, right?
For sure. No. Yeah, either way, the secrets like will go for more money, but there are like certain like special edition ones
yeah.
that are like $200, $300 and you see
picture
what it
like
is.
Like a Pokemon card.
Yeah.
Like if it's a rare one, even if it's open, it's still worth a lot.
I'm curious of how they were like planning on selling these. Like, would it be in their school? Will they have it in their backpack and be like, hey, like you want to buy a Labubu? And like kind of it goes through that. Like, how are they planning on?
Maybe, yeah, Facebook Marketplace yeah. or like a, literally like a table outside.
Pawn shop.
Like I walk by like at like marketplaces and people are selling Labubus all the time.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And mm-hmm. you could spot a real from a fake?
They're getting better. I will say my friend Carla, so we love Sunny Angels, and she will like buy Sunny Angels from like wholesalers and things, and she'll get them and she'll be like, these are fake. Like you can, but they all the way go down to like still etching the name on the foot. Like they go crazy.
The ones that you had at your wedding looked so real.
Thank you.
Those look so good.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. That company did a good job copying it.
Yeah. They were all real. I would never get my friends love fufu.
How much was in that whole glass box, would you say? Like worth?
At my wedding?
Mm-hmm.
The crane?
Just like the Labubu, like all the Labubus that
said
you
had. The glass box.
I don't
know. In the glass box.
I think I ended up buying like 6 cases or so. Wow. I'm pretty sure maybe more of just the Labubus. So it was a lot. It was a lot. But
everybody was freaking
people
out.
Loved it. Again, yeah. They wouldn't have even watched Young Thug, so. Big news, exclusive for the Basically Unfiltered podcast. Today that you're watching this, if you're not on the Patreon, but if you're on the Patreon, you would know early / also subscribe to our Patreon if you haven't already.
Yeah.
But Cal and I are going on our honeymoon.
Ah!
Woo! Oh my God.
So excited.
Love.
We are going to be jetting off to Hawaii. We're going to Maui.
Jet 2 holiday.
One of my girlfriends from high school is getting married. Really, really excited. And she chose to get married in Maui. So I keep telling her, thank you so much for getting married in Maui.
Oh,
because
that's nice.
It's going to be so nice. Cal's never been to Maui before. And I grew up going to Maui. So we're going to do the road to Hana. Has anyone done the road to Hana?
Wait. I heard you get very car sick.
If you're in the back of the car or like on a tour bus, but in your own car, you're usually fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would just bring like sour mints Dramamine. And stuff and Dramamine, mm-hmm. like all the stuff.
Honestly, I think I'll be
lemon
fine.
Wedges.
I've done it before.
Because all I've heard is you have to commit. Like there's only a one or two places you can actually like go back. Like otherwise you have to commit.
I remember that drive we had.
Is that what we did?
I don't think it was the same.
Because we didn't finish it. We had to leave.
We turned around after 2.5 hours. We're like, oh, we're not going to make it to our...
You're going to the Black Sand Beaches?
I don't know what we're going to do. I just want to eat.
Just prepare.
I've done it before.
You've done it. Okay.
Yeah. No,
I remember we were so pissed. We got there like, oh my God, now we have to drive all the way back and we didn't like see anything.
Because we had to catch a flight, but we weren't able to... We thought we would make it there on time. And we ended up having to turn around.
Damn.
I think what we're going to do, though, is just, like, really relax. So, like, not quite sure. But we are going to eat at my favorite restaurant in the world. It's very popular. So, it's nothing. It's, like, not, like, a hole in the wall. But it's called Mama's Fish House.
No, okay. Like, best. One of the best.
Really?
It's Fish insane. House. It's, like, it's really, really famous. I grew up going there all the time. And it's so famous. They open up reservations, like, 365 days before. Like, literally a calendar year before the day. So, you could book right now for next October.
Wait a second. I think that was the restaurant that we drove by, no?
It's like on a private beach. I think they filmed movies and stuff there. It's really pretty, but...
Fun fact.
It's really pretty.
I was proposed to there.
What? She was! I forgot
by who?
I gave her a best friend ring for her 30th birthday.
She got on one knee.
Super cute.
It's what? Mama's Fish House?
Yeah, Mama's Fish House. The food is insane. I literally booked our reservation last October, and it's crazy that now it's this October already.
Wow, that's...
It books out so fast.
How many seats?
It's like a decently sized restaurant. It's just so famous, and it's like on its own little beach, and the food is insane. They're known for this like macadamia nut crusted fish that's delicious. But we're going to do that, and then we're going to fly back to LA for one night, change out our luggage, and then we're going to Korea.
Wait, you're coming back to LA? I thought you were going straight from Hawaii.
No, because there weren't that many flights out of Hawaii versus out of LA. There's a lot.
Yes. This is the restaurant that we stopped at. We stopped at, and we're like, we're starving. Let's get something to eat before. We stop there. We go inside, and then they...
Fully booked.
They're like, no, we're fully booked. And we're like, damn, that sucks. Because this was like the restaurant. It had like, I remember we looked best it up. Reviews. We're like, this looks good. And we couldn't get in there. So we went all the way and ended up eating at Wendy's.
Also delicious. Or
no, we went to that restaurant where it was gray meat.
It was bad.
Gray meat. It was
fucking gray meat. We're like, oh, we can't eat this. So we went to Wendy's.
Gray meat.
I forgot. That was like our last restaurant we ate at before leaving.
Yeah, but we stopped at this before that restaurant.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was unedible.
You know those moments where you are fucking crying from laughing so hard because sometimes the food that comes out what you're expecting just not comes out the way you're expecting. This was just one of those foods that we were dying.
Especially when you're already hangry and then
we were starving.
I think all of our glasses were dirty too. I remember like the red Coca-Cola cups that were like filthy.
And you're looking at the Mama's Fish House like photos on Yelp and you're getting excited.
Yeah.
Damn.
What else was there when somebody needed to pee so bad, so we stopped at this place. It was like it showed up on the mask, but it was like really weird. Do you remember that weird spot across where somebody needed to use the bathroom because none of these restaurants were letting anybody use the bathroom or it was broken? And then you had to go all the way.
I forgot about that.
What was that situation? Because I remember we were talking about that and we were freaked out.
I remember it being a very weird day. Like just a lot of things going wrong.
Yeah. Weird, like last 8 hours.
At least you
get
to go to the restaurant we wanted to go to.
Yeah.
No, you guys, I'm really excited.
And Cal, you've never been to Korea. Blast.
Oh my God.
I
was about to say, are those the two places you're going to?
Yes, we're going to go to Maui and we're going to Seoul. And then also we're going to Busan, which is a different part of Korea that I've never been to yet that I'm really excited about. And specifically, again, I've put it in my calendar for when to book because exactly 30 days out from the day, they have these little carts. So Busan is like an ocean city in Seoul or in Korea. And they have these little carts that you can take that if you time it right also at sunset, they go, it's like a train track that goes right along the coast and you can watch the sunset as you're in these cute little colored carts. Will you show them, Kat?
That's cool.
They're really beautiful.
Do those trains usually hold zombies?
Oh, for the train usually. To Busan?
That's how I know about Busan.
I figured.
That's the only way I knew about it because I watched that movie.
Aren't they cute? So you can just ride them right along the side. I am a little nervous about claustrophobia. I will keep you updated, but it's really cute.
Those are honeymoon.
I know.
Those really look like the boxes of
you guys are going to get naked out in there.
They look like
Sunny Angel boxes.
They look like blind boxes.
They do. But I'm really excited because specifically Busan also has like very good seafood. So I want to try all of the, I want to go to the seafood market where they have all the fresh seafood. You pick it out. It's alive. And then they take it upstairs and cook it for you.
You should also try to catch the seafood from the ocean too.
They have restaurants like that where you literally catch, not from the ocean, but they have like ponds inside the restaurant. You catch your fish and they cook it for you.
I love a good experience.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, look at the seafood market. So really excited. Everyone put your order in for any skincare you want. Okay. I'll bring you back Korean skincare.
I was going to say, can you bring over food?
Give him a gooey duck.
I don't know about seafood. That
I want a gooey duck.
I can get you a gooey duck here. How about that?
I want it fresh.
Ooh. It'll be fresher here than me.
I want
you
to come back with a suitcase, open it. It's like all ice, like crushed ice.
It's just frozen in there.
Frozen in there. Nice.
Yes, you let me know what you want. I'll bring it back.
All right, we will.
I'm really, really excited for sure. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of good
food. And you're going there for a week?
Yes, a little over a week. So we're going to explore. Wait, and it's going to be good weather.
I thought you're gone for 3 weeks.
Almost 3 weeks. We're going to be there for like a little over 2 weeks.
Because Maui first.
Over 1 week. Yeah, Maui.
Oh, each is a 1 week in Hawaii, 1 week in.
Yes. So we'll be gone. And
are you going to see Bretman Rock in Hawaii?
Ever feel like your energy is running on empty? Kind of like when you try to keep up with all those wild fashion brands the group joked about, like Chrome Hearts and Cold Gaia? Timeline's MitoPure gummies offer science you can sink your teeth into. These gummies help renew your mitochondria, which are the power plants of your cells, for energy that lasts. two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, delivering 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. Timeline is a science-led brand, backed by over 15 years of research and clinical trials. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
No, we're going to Maui. And it's crazy. He's going to be in Korea too, but we're just missing each other. Oh. Isn't that funny? I know. But one day we'll get to his house and see his chickens. Mm-hmm. And
is that a chicken?
Is that a chicken?
I should visit my chickens while I'm here.
You have chickens?
Yeah.
Oh, you gave them away. That's right.
Where do they live now?
In a palace in Malibu.
In a palace.
Ooh, they bougie.
How many?
We gave him 3 chickens.
What were their names?
Do you think you could pick them out of 40 yes. other chickens?
Yes. 100%.
They're like, really? Daddy.
But like, what if you're like, wait.
Well, we had Paprika.
Cute.
Paprika.
And her beak was a little crooked.
Okay.
That's right. Yes.
Paprika.
We had Stevie Chicks.
Names are so, like, pet names are so funny. What other people do.
Yeah.
And then, oh my gosh, why am I drawing a blank for our third?
You forgot your child.
No, I didn't.
You did. Did you eat it?
What color?
It was an all black one with feathered feet.
Cute.
Fiona?
Fiona.
Is that it?
Maybe.
That's a good name for a chicken.
As Jordan.
Mariah's going to kill me. I'm sorry, Bubba. But yeah, they're at like a really nice house in Malibu, like overlooking the ocean.
Aww.
Got to be with another bunch of chickens. So yeah. I think there's like 10 of them together now.
Very good.
How sweet. A little flock.
Yeah.
Laying eggs and shit.
He said, my girls lay eggs. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but those chickens lay. And I was like,
is he eating them?
Yeah,
I want fresh chicken eggs every day, so badly.
Do they taste good?
They're so
I'm sure. Eggs? I'm sure they're delicious.
But it'll weird you out a little bit
because the taste or the
no, just
the look.
The look, like you know, you go to the grocery store, you get them bleached, and they like have like an Eggland's Best stamp on it.
Got it. But this one is like kind of like it fresh. Could be like ooey green sometimes, a little blue.
Give them a rinse.
It just reminds you of what it was.
Yeah,
you know, you get them in a cart and oh, these are eggs. But then like you go out there and you pick them. You're like, okay.
It's different.
I've talked about this before. I don't know about here. But like I would love to have chickens as pets. But one of my friends who has pet chickens has said that it's really sad and hard if one gets sick.
Yeah.
Because you have to put it down. And she's like, it's really, or like sometimes they'll bully one of their chickens. And so.
I think it's called brooding. You got to separate them. We had
separate
one.
Separate the artist from the.
That's right.
Full circle.
Yeah. Brooding. It's bullying, Heath. Come up with a chicken. What's chicken bullying
called?
Sometimes
they get egg bound where the egg gets stuck and you have to like give them like warm baths and like massage it out.
To get it popped out?
Yeah, or they'll die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of
sometimes
work.
Sometimes when I'm constipated, man, it feels like I'm going to die.
It sounds like you're egg bound.
You know they only have one hole that does everything?
Wait. That's crazy. Also,
what is
did
it called?
Know?
It's called like a careful.
Did you also know that the eggs, like a fertilized egg, once they lay the egg, it starts as soon as it gets warm enough. So yes. It just when that's why they sit on them, because it gets warm and then the babies will start to develop. And this lady in China bought a bunch of eggs. She had like 7 cartons of eggs.
Yeah.
And then she went on vacation and her air conditioning broke. So
no.
It was so warm. So when she
Cloaca.
Came home, she came. What Cloaca. A name. Cloaca.
It's beautiful.
That's kind of a beautiful Wait, name. Yeah,
that's a great chicken name.
Cloaca. Yeah. So she came home, you guys. There were like 100 chicks running around her apartment because of the heat. Like she had bought
all of them. Fuck it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And it's crazy. The video is just like they're still stacked on top of each other. So they're like popping out of the little cartons everywhere.
Wait, really that's cute. Fucking wild. And did she like post a video of this at all?
Yeah. The Cloaca does it all. One stop shop.
Heath, a pussy type hybrid.
So stupid.
Look at her. She came home to all these chicks in her kitchen.
No.
My dream
date. That's wild.
My dream date, and he knew it.
That's crazy.
Imagine you coming home ready to eat your eggs, but
they're so cute.
If you break an egg open and you see like one little blood dot, that's a fertilized egg.
I've heard. It says
you can buy fertilized ones at Trader Joe's. Why are they selling those?
If that happened to me and I came home to, I would look at, I don't think I could eat an egg anymore. Because I was about to eat all those little chickens.
No, you know what it would be? You'd be fine, but once you made eye contact, like your life would change. You'd be like, I can't do it.
You know what I'll do? I'll see whatever egg is not hashed. I'd be like,
no, you know what?
Thank God.
Rose.
Oh my God.
It flies to the butt.
Well, hope I get a chicken coop one day.
I believe.
I think so.
I think you will. And it's a lot less work than you think it's going to be.
Really? In my head, yeah. It's a lot of work.
No, it's not bad at all.
But you're good with that stuff.
We let them free roam the yard.
Oh,
it's very sweet.
And they would, I would let them out in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then at night, as soon as it would start to get dark, they would all just go put themselves into bed.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
And you only had three.
Yeah.
It was just the three girls.
Did you have to worry about the pool? Or do they float?
No, they just kind of swim around it.
Do they like swimming? Do they like floating?
I don't think they like ducks.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you throw them in, like, they probably look buoyant, though.
I think one fell in maybe and then so got out, but
buoyant.
They look buoyant.
Sorry.
It was the birds we had to worry about.
The other birds.
Or like foxes or raccoons or because coyotes.
One of them did get attacked. I was devastated.
But she lived? Oh, you had four?
I was crushed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was a neighbor's cat that got it.
Yeah, see, there's a lot that I would, like, I don't know if I can
My
do.
Neighbor has chicken. And it's because a hawk got the other one. Yeah.
Yep. We caught a hawk attacking one of ours and we saved it.
Yeah, one time back at my parents' house with our other, like, family dogs. This was years ago. Toby's passed now. But he was like outside and he was like doing like barking and running back and forth like dachshunds do. And I'm like, oh, he's playing. And then oh, there's a bird that he's chasing. And then I look closer. I'm like,
that's a big bird.
I was like, that's a big bird. And then he's chasing and this hawk literally is like gets lower and lower each time. And it's like things are out and I run out and I'm like, go away.
He was going to pick up Toby?
Yes, it was trying to.
He was like a big dog, too.
I know. And I literally, like, I had a moment where I was like, oh, he's chasing a bird. Oh.
Oh, no, the bird's chasing him.
You're like in the proposal.
I'm going to
just look like a little bird.
And the noises out of my mouth were just so not, like, you know.
Just make noises. You're not saying anything.
You know
just,
when you think, like, how you'll react in, like, an intense situation, and then you react, and you're like, that's not how I thought it would be. Like,
you thought it'd be much cooler.
The dog! Prime example. It's just like, it's always funny. You're like, oh, wow, that was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day,
Toby was saved from the hawk.
Toby was saved, and I'm going to make it full circle. Let's see. Something with Scientology. I was going to say you don't yuck someone's yums, but Scientology is scary. So I have actually nothing to say. I have no way to tie that all up.
You know what? And sometimes things don't have to be tied up.
Thank you.
Sometimes life is
Don't rush it. It'll tie itself up.
Yeah, like sometimes life is left.
Yes, yes.
Unresolved.
Yeah.
And we're here to remind you that life is worth living.
Absolutely.
And it is.
Yes.
Even if it's unresolved sometime.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Peace.
Love you. Bye.